laundry. Laundry day was never this much fun. Now here's a note for the very dim. Although every question in these very personal problems is a genuine plea for help from some desperately sad tosser, our witty, literate answers are entirely satirical and are not to be taken seriously. What do you mean not to be taken seriously? Do you mean you're deliberately taking the piss out of people with very personal problems? Yeah. So, it's the first dirty laundry, should I say, of 2011! And Charlotte Stokely's back because you loved her so much the last time. She's back again just for a treat. So, how are you, Charlotte?
Hi, baby. Happy New Year. I'm so happy to be on the first Dirty Laundry of the new year.
Of the all-new relaunched Jackalope 105 FM.
That's right, baby. 2011. Woo! Oh, thank heaven. Is that cheesy? I'm not, going with it.
Not when it comes from your mouth.
Oh, thank you, baby. I love it when things come from my mouth.
I know you do. So, what have you got in store for 2011 then? Because I noticed that you're saying that you've got lots of goodies coming up on your website. So, what's happening?
Oh, baby girl. First, let me tell you about the new 2011 calendar.
Ooh.
It features me, sexy and naked, of course. Wouldn't have it any other way. And I also have the matching 2011 calendar t-shirt. It's very sexy. It's got me and all my naked girlfriends. Uh-huh. And I think that if you want to start the new year outright, then you need to have a Charlotte Stokely calendar to keep track of you so I can be with you every day.
And how much are they selling for?
Well, the company is that selling them wants $43 a calendar. I'm asking $50, and that includes shipping and handling and, of course, a personalized autograph, as well as a picture of me signing it, just so you know it's really me and not some fat, sweaty, bald guy. And, of course, the t-shirt is $60, and I can sign that for you as well. And if you prefer to be very stylish, you can have the calendar and the t-shirt for $90. And, of course, no shipping and handling on that.
Cool.
But I'm really excited. The t-shirts are hot and sexy. And there's no better way to masturbate and then wipe up your cum with a t-shirt with my face on it.
You can come on Charlotte's face, and so many men would love to do that.
Oh, baby girl, I love it too. I think that's a great way to start the new year, by coming on Charlotte's face.
Of course it is. You know what you should do? You should do underwear as well.
I do, my love. I do sell dirty panties.
No, I mean guys' boxer shorts with your face on them.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, why not? If you want boxers with my face on them, let me know and I'll make them for you. I'll do special orders just for you.
Yeah.
I'll fill the order in your underwear.
Yeah, put them on. Yeah, and then charge a few extra dollars for you wearing them beforehand. Hey, there you go, you see? A good idea, you see? Aren't you glad you came on today?
Oh, girl, I'm glad every time I come. It's always a pleasure to be on this show because it's so funny, and of course, you know I love you. And any time I get a chance to help out with poor, miserable sex fiends, I'm there to help. I love it.
Would you want to help some poor sod now?
I would love to. Let's get the new year started right.
This is the one I messaged you earlier, actually. This is Steve from Preston in the UK. And he says, until recently, I had an ordinary sex life. I now find I like to wank myself with my wife's dirty pea-stained knickers on my head. Is this normal?
Oh, girl. Well, first of all, I'm a huge fan of panties, whether you stuff them in my pussy or you rub them all over your cock while you masturbate, or wear them on your head. The only thing that stands out to me is pee-stained. I really hope she drinks lots of water, because that might distract me from my orgasm.
I know.
But if he shows me a picture, I'll let him know my official decision.
Okay.
On how I feel about that one.
What, and how much soaked in piss they are?
It's funny, because originally I would say, ew, urine, that's gross. But uh-huh. I'll admit, I've peed on some girls and some guys, and it was quite fun, so... why not?
I love pissing in guys and girls' mouths. I love it, because it just gets me off. It's such a power kick. Fucking love it. My ex would, the guy that, not the one in Los Angeles, the other one. The other one, you know.
I know.
He slurps my piss up. He actually scoops it up in his hands. While I'm pissing on him, he puts his hands down and actually slurps it up from his hands. Yeah.
Well, if my urine tasted like peaches, I would too.
Taste of peaches? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Whose piss tastes of peaches? That's like a fairy's piss. Only a fairy's piss with taste of peaches and all things sugary and nice.
Well, I'll have you know, girlfriend, that my piss tastes awesome. Because I eat a lot of cantaloupe, and I eat a lot of pineapple, and I eat berries, and I don't eat meat.
Uh-huh.
So,
I know.
My pee is wonderful.
Oh, I'll have to drink some next time.
You will! You never drink my piss. I think that we should start a list of things for the new year. And it should be on the top of your list.
I must drink Charlotte's piss.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, alright. I'm coming over there next year anyway, I don't know when. Sometime. Don't know.
And we'll have to have a slumber party.
We'll have a slumber and piss drinking party.
To be honest with you, I'm not really in the mood to drink any piss. I'd rather have my piss drank.
I know.
But let's do it anyways. Why not? Let's do it.
What are you doing tonight then? Sorry, I'm just having a piss party. Nothing really interesting.
Oh, you know, just gonna drink some of Charlotte's piss and
straight
you
from
know,
her cunt.
Wear pretty hats and yeah. Celebrate the new year.
Did you say pretty hats or party hats?
Party hats.
Oh, party hats.
Have a sexy party.
Have a sexy party. Yes. Drew Griffin would say, sexy party.
Yes. Stewie's like, sounds like time for a sexy party. And then like 12 girls in bikinis come rushing out. I mean... for such a young lad, he's really got his
head screwed on about sex.
He knows what he wants. He's awesome.
I know he's awesome. It's so funny when he's like, you know, pretending not to be gay, but say something completely gay. You know what I mean? Anyway, whatever.
I know what you mean, but I can't think of an example.
Yeah, I can't think of an example. But anyway, have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard the word?
Anyway, yeah, that's just because I mentioned Family Guy. I had to bring that one up again. Had to.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Did you see what I did?
Because on our last radio show, we sung that song because of a funny adventure we had together. But now we're just talking about it because we're talking about Family Guy.
Yeah, so we thought we'd just bring it up. But we're not going to bore you with the story again because you would have heard it before.
Because it's New Year's, bitches, and we're going to get this party started.
We are the piss party. Woo! The sexy party. Sexy piss party. Mm. Do you
want
to help?
I just want some boobs. Can I get some boobs on a platter?
Mm, you want some boobs?
Boobies.
Do they make a noise, though? Oh, my God, I have to do this all the time. I have to do the noise. Squeezy boob noise. I have to go... Sorry, I have to. Do it all the time. Freak.
So every time someone squeezes your tit, you make the squeezy tit sound.
Yeah, or if I squeeze someone else's tit, I do it. Yeah.
I know you've done it to my tits before.
Yeah. That's just an excuse to touch them.
I like your titties. They're so soft and squishy and real.
Yeah, because they are real. I like your titties.
Thank you. And my nipples are getting hard just talking about them. They hear you. They're like, what? Someone wants to suck on them? Hello? Mm-hmm.
I want to bite your nipples.
Ow!
Oh, where's this radio show going, eh? Where's it going? Down the road, everyone wants it to go down. They're over there, they'll be listening, going, go on, go on. They'll be grabbing the dicks.
I hope so.
They fucking better be.
If your dick is not in your hand once the clock strikes midnight while you're kissing whoever's closest to you, then you're just not doing it right.
Yeah, your dicks, guys, better be swelling now in your pants. Because we're going to carry on talking about biting nipples and shit. And then we're just going to stop talking about that and it's going to tease you. You're going to be like, damn, I've got a semi. They'll have a semi on. Anyway, let's help someone else. Cheyenne, who's 17 from Bristol in the UK, says... I'm embarrassed to say it, but I have zits on my bum. I wash every day using a loofah, and I even apply tea tree oil. I've tried a lot of things, and I really want to get rid of them. I've been in a relationship for 3 months now, and I've not even let my boyfriend see my bum. My confidence is low because of this. I won't go swimming, or wear a bikini, or anything that involves showing my body. I would love to feel confident within myself. Please, please help. She's got a spotty arse.
Well, I think that she's just got to throw her away. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I said we should just throw her away.
Yeah.
She's damaged. Throw her away. On to the next. I'm really just kidding, though. You know, tea tree oil can dry out the bum, so maybe she should use something else. I don't know. Maybe cum. Like the cum, because it's moisturizing and
it's good for the
skin.
Full
of nutrients. So maybe what she needs is her boyfriend to come and ejaculate all over her pimply spotted ass and let it sit there and rub it in and maybe sleep with it on and then in the morning peel it off and a beautiful ass will submerge.
You know what? I'm going to virtually high five you for that one. Here we go. High five.
You missed my hand and spanked my ass, but that's okay, babe. No hard feelings.
Oh, let me try again. Let me try again. Ready? Oh, did that hit your ass again? I'm so sorry.
Ow.
You're gonna get red handprints on your ass.
You know, I love big handprints on my bubbly white ass. Oh my god. It should be a fashion statement to have big red juicy finger marks on my big white ass. I should have underwear.
That's another marketing idea. There you go, you see. Make some underpants or knickers with pink handprints on the back and then your face on the front.
Yes. Yeah, baby. With my tongue sticking out, like,
yeah.
Kiss, like, bleh.
Yeah.
you can rub my tongue that's on the panties on your dick and then come on them and then suck the cum off the panties off of my tongue that's pictured on the panties.
Wow.
And then meanwhile take the back where the ass or the handprints are and wrap it around your dick or wrap it around your throat or smack yourself in the face with it.
Yeah, smack yourself in the face with it. I was thinking about them stuffing them in the mouth, actually.
Because
if I was there with them, I'd stuff their own dirty, cum-stained fucking underwear in their mouth as I ass-fuck them with a strap-on.
Wow.
I would. They're my bitch.
I was gonna say, someone is owned.
Oh, I love having a bitch. I love it. Are we gonna play some music now? What was it you wanted playing? You tell me what you wanted playing earlier.
You know, I'm embracing this new year so strongly. I feel on top of the world. I have so many wonderful things to do, and this year I'm not going to let anything get in my way of whatever it is my little heart and big ass desires. Okay. I'm feeling like a G6, baby. Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard, sipping scissor.
Getting wild, get them bottles popping. We get that dripping, that drop out. Now give me two more bottles, cause you know it don't stop. Hell yeah, drink it up, drink it up. Sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk. They be acting like they drunk, acting like they drunk. With sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk.
Bottles in the eye.
I'ma make it fit. Girl, I keep it gangsters. Popping bottles at the crib. This is how we live. Every single night. Take that bottle to the head and let me see you fly.
Hell yeah. Drink it up. Drink it up. Sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk. They be acting like they drunk. Acting like they drunk. With sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk.
Okay. All right. I would be so happy to have never seen that site before.
Do you know what? I've never even seen it, but I've seen people's reaction to it, and that's enough for me. That's enough. I don't want to see it.
If you want to watch something sexy and fun, then go to my website, charlottestokely.com, and watch me fuck my girlfriends. It's way more.
Do that.
Yeah, baby, do it. Do it. Do it good. Do it hard. Mm-hmm.
Do it nice. Do it good. Do it like... What's that song?
Do it like the G6.
No, not that one.
Do it like a monkey.
Yeah, do it like a monkey would. I Oh, did you just see my thing on Facebook the other day about being fisted by a monkey?
No, I didn't. Yeah.
somebody sent me a comment, actually, and they said that they had a random dream about me. And I'm like, oh my God, was it the one where I'm being throat fucked and fisted by a monkey at the same time?
Oh, God. I have that dream about you all the time.
I bet you do. Does the monkey have big hands?
So, I wonder... Oh, yes, girl. Oh, yes. Orangutan, girl. I was wondering...
Yeah.
Damn it. Where's my brain?
You were never thinking. Mind. We were talking about a monkey. Was it anything to do with monkeys?
Oh, it was about the monkey. Right. I was wondering if that's why they sold monkey hands. Because you know how you can buy just a monkey's hand?
Yeah.
And I've never understood it. I think it's superstitious or something. But now I know why. Because they're used to fist people on the ass.
They are. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is put lots of lube on them. It's a bit awkward because they're a bit hairy, you know. And
ew!
You know.
That is so gross. My kitty cat is shaven.
Yeah, I know. You've got.
I just shaved coffee. About an hour ago, actually.
Did
you? And then I put oil all over my body, so I'm so soft and smooth.
And I bet you smell and taste gorgeous as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And now
I have a raspberry body wash. My pussy smells like raspberries right now.
Let me snuggle my nose into it.
Ooh, girl, that feels good.
But it does. And then I might push my tongue in a little bit.
Whoa, 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 get your finger out of my ass. I'm just kidding.
Oh, but you know you love it when I play with your ass.
I was just kidding, go deeper. Two fingers.
Oh my, not three. Oh,
spread
no.
That asshole. Spread
you
it, baby.
Dirty girl. I'm gonna stretch it wide open.
Yeah, baby, spit in that ass.
Yeah. I think those semis have gone to hard-ons now.
Ooh, I wanna see a nice hard dick.
Come on, then. Oh, it's a shame we can't take callers, because they could call us and slam their hard dick on the receiver, on the phone receiver.
I love that.
That thump.
Smacking on my cheek or smacking on my ass. I like it.
Or on your bare cunt. So it makes a slapping sound. I'm getting all turned on now.
You know, I think that it would be best for me to shower after this show, because I'm getting dirty over here, girl.
Yeah, I'm
getting sticky.
Me too, because I'm thinking, dicks.
You're thinking, monkey fist in my ass.
I mean, thinking, yeah, monkey fist in my ass. A nice, wet, dripping pussy with a cock being slapped on it. Ooh, yeah. And then I'm thinking about your soft, white tits and your hard nipples.
My rosy pink nipples.
Yeah, that are really nice to nibble on. And your little cute pussy. That's really nice to nibble on.
Mm-hmm.
I think people should be paying to listen to this show. This is like free phone sex for them.
You know, so my pussy hair is in a very thin little landing strip.
Yes.
Goes right above the slit of my pussy. And, you know, I was wondering, has anyone ever grown out the hair just in the strip and spiked it like a mohawk? I mean, I think I would like to see that. Someone just grows out the strip and nothing else. And then they, like, Stegosaurus spike it, you know, and, like, dye it green and pink. And
have you not seen styled pussy hair? Have you not seen it?
Not in a mohawk. Mm. I've seen, like, shapes, and I've seen tattoos, and I've seen it dyed colors, but I've never seen it as a mohawk.
I know, I'm sure you'll find one. Why don't you Google it? Once we finish this, why don't you Google it? And
I'm thinking, why don't I do it? Maybe I should grow my pussy hair out and mohawk it and put it on my website.
Or you could dye it red, white, and blue. Like a flag. It'll look like the French flag if you dyed it red, white, and blue.
I don't know if I want French pussy.
Oh, don't know, you know. The dirty girls, those French girls. I want French pussy.
Isn't the British flag red, white, and blue?
Yeah, but the American one is too.
Well, yeah, so why do you think of France?
Because if you dyed it... No, because if you dyed it in the just the three different sections, that's the French flag. Is those three colours just in strips, isn't it? It's not got any stars on it or hasn't got a Union Jack on it or anything. It's just basically plain. One part is red, one part white, and one part blue. So it would...
I see what you're saying. My apologies. I totally understand what you're saying now.
You do now. You've just got pussy on your mind, and you're just thinking pussy, pussy, pussy. You're
not thinking. I know. I'm like, are you talking pussy, pussy, pussy? What? Pussy, pussy, pussy. Nipple munching. Pussy, pussy, pussy. Gorilla fist in my ass.
Oh God. You're gorilla now. Actually, it's gone from a monkey to a gorilla. You greedy girl.
Can't I have both? No.
Fuck yeah. I would. I totally would.
You know, I think I'll put anything in my pussy once, but my ass, you know, I'm just so afraid of putting big things in my bum. I'm so afraid of it.
But I thought you wanted me to fist your ass. Is that a lie?
I was lying.
What if I got you drunk again?
You told a lie.
What if I got you really, really, really drunk again? What if I did that?
I don't mind your fingers and tongue in my asshole as you're spreading it and spitting in it. I think that would feel great. But you keep that strap on away from me, Joe.
Yeah, that's what you're saying now. That's what you're saying now. Wait till I'm there again. I'm plotting. My little head is working overtime. I'm thinking, I'm like Dr. Evil.
What's funny is that you always get what you want with me anyways.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know why, but, well, anyway, are we going to help someone else now? Are we going to help someone else?
Back to work.
Yeah, do you want to carry on talking?
No, back to work. Let's help the civilians.
Okay. Okay.
Let's help these commoners with their sexual difficulties.
Okay. This one's called Charlotte, actually. And she's from Ireland, and she's 15 years old. And she says, I'm a lesbian, and about a month ago, my pussy started seriously irritating me. It was itching and being quite sore, and now it's caught on to my girlfriend. I want to tell someone, but I'm too scared. I just want to know if you could take a guess as to what might be going on. And please don't be nasty. What's she mean, please don't be nasty? How dare does she think... Oh, how dare she?
I am deeply offended that she would dare think that we would get nasty. I mean, this is dirty laundry after all. Laundry is when you clean things, right?
Yeah. And you dirty fuckers are the reason that we're airing your dirty laundry.
Okay, so, first of all, sounds like bacterial vaginosis. Ew. She needs to lay off the sugar, eat more yogurt, and maybe she could, like, rub yogurt all over her pussy and let it, like, soak up and saturate, and then her girlfriend can lick it off. And then magically, it's like an antibody. And, like, a natural antibiotic for her girlfriend's problem. And then they could just eat it off of each other and build antibodies, and then maybe that'll help.
Well, now, because she said that little comment about, please don't be nasty, I'm gonna be nasty. And I'm gonna say, the only nasty thing here, Charlotte, not you, this one, is your girlfriend's dirty mouth. You might try swapping her germ-infested fingers for a squeaky clean willy. Do you know that sperm is actually sterile, unlike your girlfriend's filthy tongue?
Ooh.
So that was nasty. But
it doesn't hurt to use mouthwash and wash your fingers before going down on a girl.
But I'm thinking maybe a girlfriend had cold sores and stuff and whatever.
You know, you pass the sink on the way to my bedroom and you don't come in my bedroom until you've washed your hands. Mm-hmm. That's my number one rule, girl. Wash your hands.
Ah, do you want to help someone else?
Yes, yes, give it to me.
Let me find a good one.
I have to do all my good deeds for the new year now so I can have fun later.
My brother and I are really close. I'm 16 and he's...
That's a great start. We're really close. Are you good?
I'm 16 and he's 18. We tell each other everything. Anyhow, the other day I came home and I found him jacking off in my bedroom with a pair of my knickers. I ran away and pretended I didn't see, but the thought of my brother doing what that makes me so wet and horny. And God, he was big too. At least 9 inches. Would it be wrong to try and seduce him?
He has a big one.
She says at least 9 inches. Well, God, if he's 18 and he's got 9 inches, I don't believe that.
You know, Big Brother needs to teach his little sister how to do some things. I don't know why, but I actually find that story kind of hot. It's kind of sexy. Yeah. You know, she's like sees him jacking off with her panties and his dick's all big and hard. And what's he... First of all, he wanted to get caught. Because why didn't he just take his underwear, her underwear, into his bedroom?
Yeah.
Why did he have to do it in her room?
Good
you
point.
Know? And, you know, it's obviously already out of the bag. You might as well enjoy each other. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, why don't they just...
About his big penis.
They could just move down south where it's, isn't incest a popular game for all the family? If they move down south.
But you know, I gotta say, I could never, ever do anything with my brothers. I would feel like I failed as their big sister, you know? Because I'm their big sister, and I have to teach them the ways, and those aren't my job to teach, you know? Maybe it can just be a little secret between them, and they can giggle at each other at dinner tables. Because once you go there, there's no going back, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But he does have a big willy, so...
I think she's 16, she's gagging for some cock, and she's seen his and thought, oh, and she really wants it. And I know what that's like when you just really want it and you just want to fuck. And you'll just do anything to get it.
Right?
I totally know where she's coming from. Do you want to play another song now?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, what do you want to play? Well, I wanted to play My Darkest Days and Porn Star Dancing. It was Tony Batman that first played this. When he was on here and he told me about it and I was like, oh, I've never heard of that one. And I played it and I'm like, it's on my iPod now because it's really good. And they're young boys and they're... Hello.
So while the song is playing, should I dance around my bedroom in my panties?
Yes.
Okay.
Do it. And I'll do it. I'll dance around here too.
Jessica won't play ball. Mandy won't share her friend. Miranda, doesn't anybody live at all? Amanda won't leave me empty-handed. Got a number from a bathroom stall. Brandy just brought way too much baggage, and that shit just gets old. But I got a girl who can put on a show. The dollar decides how far you can go. She wraps those hands around. She licks those lips and off we go. She takes it off nice and slow. Cause that's porn star dancing. She don't play nice, she makes me beg. And she drops that dress.
myself for marriage, but that's just not my style. She's got a pair that's nice to stare at, but I want girls gone wild.
But I know a place where there's always a show. The dollar decides how far you can go with. She wraps those hands around that pole. She licks those lips and off we go. She takes it off nice and slow, cause that's pole star dancing. She don't play nice, she makes me beg. And she drops that dress around her legs, and I'm sitting right by the stage with this pole star dancing. Your body's lighting up the room. Now I want a naughty girl like you. Let's throw a party just for two. You know those normal girls won't do.
Charlotte, did you have as much fun as I did?
I love dancing in my panties. Especially to porn star dancing.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, I know. Definitely.
The way she's licking those lips.
We're going to help someone else now anyway.
Okay.
Tara, who is 15 from Hertfordshire in the UK, says, recently, a boy touched my vagina, and he complained it was hairy. What I don't get is, why boys don't like hair down there. The thing is, when I shave it, I get a rash and it itches. Please tell me what to do, because I don't want any more humiliation.
Well, she's only 15. Like, mm-hmm. What does she care what he thinks, you know? Screw him.
I know.
I think it can be sexy, although personally, I'd rather not get hairs stuck in my teeth. That's a part of the reason. And then if you're going down on a girl for a long time, it can actually irritate your face. You know, it's just like making out with a guy with a mustache, you know?
With a beard. Yeah, a beard and stubble. Yeah, I know exactly
what
you mean.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you sit on a guy's face and he's got all that facial hair, and then after a while, you irritated,
yeah,
you know.
I know. There's that reason. There's also the reason that guys like young cunt, and if they have a bald vagina, it reminds them of a young virginal cunt, and that's why they like it. And they like that noise that it makes as well, because if you've got a carpet laid down, it's padding, isn't it? So you don't get that slapping noise that we love, you know.
That. Oh, I never noticed that. Yeah. I think there's always slopping noises when I'm fucking girls.
Yeah. That's because you get them so fucking wet and you get so fucking wet. That's why, girl.
Well, you know, this is, you know, with the new year, you want to think of all the things that you're thankful for. And I really want to say that I'm, you know, thankful that I've never, ever had a problem with a rash while shaving.
Uh-huh.
I've been so lucky. I hear girls complain about it a lot. I think it's because my hair is so soft and fine. But maybe if she just shaves slowly with lots of shaving cream, it'll come out nice and smooth.
Yeah.
Because it'll always grow back anyways, right?
Exactly. I've never even tried waxing. I have, actually. I have been waxed a couple of times years ago, but I couldn't do it myself.
Doesn't it hurt?
Well, I'm used to pain. You know, I...
That's right. Who am I talking to? Hello. Does it hurt? Or were you scared? You're probably fingering the girl that waxed your bikini line.
No, it doesn't hurt. But I wouldn't do it myself because you always... You know when you do it yourself, you're like scared to pull the wax off, aren't you?
Yeah.
But if someone else does it, it's just whoop, and it's gone.
Do you remember 40-year-old virgin?
Yeah.
When he went to go get his chest waxed.
Oh my God,
and he ended up with
weird.
A smiley face. Kind of more like a pumpkin face, but I love Steve Carell and I love 40-year-old virgin. That movie is so funny. Speaking of sexy movies,
I really
want to see Black Swan with Natalie Portman and that Mila girl, Jackie from the 70s show.
Oh, I've seen it.
That Natalie Portman has an amazing masturbation scene that I am just dying to see.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I saw a quick clip of it. It looked really hot. And then the fact that the girl is, I guess, stalking her, and then they end up having a sexual relationship, and she's a ballerina, and it's Natalie Portman, and it's Jackie from the 70s show. It's like the ultimate fantasy. Seriously. Ballerinas, lesbians. It's a thriller, so, you know, you're always on the edge of your seat, which is good because you're probably dripping with cum and you don't want to get your seat too wet.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. So is that on at the cinema then, or is it on DVD?
No, it's in the cinema.
Go see it.
Right now.
You could go tonight
and watch Natalie Portman masturbate.
And you're going to tell me about it later, because we always get films a few weeks later. We don't get them same time as you.
Oh, I see.
So you'll have to tell me about it.
Oh, girl, I will. Maybe, you know, I'm actually kind of, I think that needs to be seen on the big screen, because I want to be able to see everything.
And you'll have to sit on the back row.
Girl, I don't care where I sit. I just want to see it.
Wear a short skirt.
Always to the movie theater, girl. I bring a blanket, a bottle of champagne, some berries.
I need to go to the pictures with you.
Yeah, girl. Okay, so a fan of mine, who is such a sweetheart, he mails me candy from England, because I'm part English and, you know, wants to help me be a little Brit girl. So he mailed me from Harrods. You know the store Harrods?
Yeah.
Famous UK store. They have baby pink champagne chocolate truffles. They're so good. They're so perfect for a New Year's party or a tea party, or like, you want to seduce a girl with candy? Get the champagne truffles. Oh my God. From Harrods.
Oh my God.
Harrods, it's not the real thing. But yeah. It's not something you're going to eat all the time. And if you're going to have a fancy tea party like I do, I have tea parties all the time with girlfriends, and I love to drink tea. And I think it would be worth it. You know, I think it'd be a great gift, too, you know? Like, screw chocolate-covered strawberries. I want some baby pink milk chocolate champagne truffles.
Oh, that's really sweet of him, isn't it?
Oh, I know. You know, I have to say, I have the best fans in the world. I really do. For Christmas, I got a black and white diamond necklace. I got a beautiful wine plaid peacoat. I got gorgeous clothes. I got Hello Kitty slippers, which I'm wearing right now. The only thing I'm wearing right now. I got comic books and lingerie and sex toys and books and stickers and candy. I'm just, you know, I'm the luckiest girl in the world. I really am. I really, truly love my fans, and I can't thank them enough for everything they do. Thanks, guys and girls. Aww. Thank you.
So I noticed that someone had done a song for you. I saw it on Twitter. What's the guy's name? I want to play it. What's the guy's name?
It was written for me by a fan named Angelus, and it's called Charlotte Is My Favorite Harlot.
All right. Oh, it's to Cyndi Lauper. Guess just wanna... It's awesome, and I've got the MP3 for it, and I'm going to play it now. Is that okay?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
I'm going to play it now. I'm going to sing along.
For real? Seriously, Charlotte, this is the song that you picked for me to do for you? Okay, whatever. Try to imagine the facial expressions. Here we go. I've been thinking about sexy Miss Charlotte. She's my favorite sexy harlot. She's oh such a starlet. Charlotte, fuck the rest of the fish out in the sea. I just want Charlotte and me. She's the best in the biz, and she always makes me do something that rhymes with biz. Gee whiz, Charlotte, how'd you get so fine? Don't you wish you were mine? I know I do, but a lot of other men do too. Oh boo hoo, well at least you're just doing you. Fuck everybody else's rules, take them all to school. Show the world what you're about. You took the plan right out my mouth, cause it's the same thing that I'm about. But come see why I'm the one who makes the girls shout. See why I'm the one who makes the girls fly, drive and run when they just wanna have fun. Just wanna have fun. I'm jealous and this dopey. She is Venus, I am Loki. Girls just wanna have fun. I'm the one. Charlotte, you don't know how much I'd make you come. So Miss Stokely, won't you stroke me? I'm not joking, kinda hoping I find you so exciting. And I still wanna read your writing. Maybe music gets your flames igniting. I want you to wrap around me tightly, nightly. I'm talking about your arms, of course. I want you to hug me with such hugging force. I stay hard as a rock. Once you learn the truth about Gypsy Cock, I don't care what you've seen before, you won't be able to walk. Charlotte Stokely, won't you stroke me? Charlotte Stokely, won't you stroke me? Charlotte Stokely, won't you stroke me? Charlotte Stokely, won't you stroke me?
That was awesome. I can't believe he did that. Has he done any more stuff for you?
Yeah, actually, he has written a couple other songs for me. He's so talented and funny. Like, I'm just so blessed that my fans are so contributing to my smiles.
I know. It's so funny. So funny. Should we help one more person?
Yes.
Okay. For some strange reason, this woman calls herself Tinky Winky. You know, like Teletubbies, Tinky Winky, Dipsy,
yeah.
But she calls herself Tinky Winky. Okay. Something tells me it's not a real name.
Don't know why. She has a penis.
Maybe Tinky Winky's got a little dinky. Yeah. Winky dinky. Okay, she's 22 and she's from Canada. She says, me and my boyfriend have a wicked sex life. We've been together for 6 years, but I like to use my vibrator when I'm sucking him off. I use it almost every day and usually around the clit area. So now it's itchy and there is some white stuff around it. I have cleaned all the white stuff off and it looks like the skin is peeling. Is this because I use it too much?
Oh my God! First of all, is she washing the toy off when she's done with it? Because exactly. Even though it's only you that's using it, you need to wash that toy
exactly.
Every time.
The dirty bitch.
What a dirty cunt. No, I'm just kidding. You know, to be honest with you, I actually have a problem with vibrators where once I start going, I can't stop masturbating.
Yeah.
And I'll masturbate until I come 27 times in a row. Until I can't my legs anymore, until my legs are twitching, and I'm thirsty as hell. And sometimes when I do that, I might get a little irritated.
Yeah.
From friction, but I've never peeled or have white stuff. That's kind of scary. She needs to really back off a little bit. You know, be like 69, like let him suck on her puss while she eats him out, or like while she sucks his dick, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's. You dirty, dirty girl.
I know. It's. And the thing that just by probably wiping it with a baby wipe, it's going to clean it, and it's not.
No, what? Baby wipes.
Baby wipes ruin. Worse. Baby wipes ruin some vibrators depending on what they're made of, anyway, doesn't it? Don't they?
Yeah. Well, I, she could try using a, well, glass ones don't vibrate. Duh. Never mind.
I don't know. She could just try sticking to her husband's cock.
Well, maybe, you know, she needs to make sure she's wet enough so there's not too much friction. And maybe turn it on a lower setting or use a different toy. Sometimes toys have, like, bumps and grooves on them, you know? So, I don't know. But, good luck to that, with that.
Yeah, good luck with that, love. Wash your fucking toys, you dirty bitch. Properly. And wash your cunt more often. We've come to the end now.
Oh, boo.
Boo.
But you know what? It's fucking New Year's. Happy New Year, Joe. Happy
yeah,
New Year.
Yeah, happy fucking New Year, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Oh, so
we both just sighed at the same time.
I know. It's kind of like... so, don't forget, you can contact Charlotte at... Tell them.
CharlotteStokely.com.
Of course.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Char_Stokely.
That's Char.
But check out my website, guys. I have some really exciting things happening. I'm going to start doing live webcam shows through my website. And that's going to be amazing. Take showers with me. Watch me play with my pussy. Watch me cook dinner. Whatever you want. It's yours, baby. You let me know.
Oh, sweet. Oh, have you heard of Book Angel?
Yes.
He's doing dirty laundry in a couple of weeks.
You know, I really, really like Book Angel. He is one of the sweetest guys you would ever meet.
I know.
And I actually, I did like a 2-hour interview for a documentary about him a couple years ago in Vegas during the AVN show. And I have a lot of respect for him and for, I think that's hot. You know, I think owning yourself is half the battle.
Exactly.
So that'll be a great show. That's exciting.
I know. I saw him on a TV show over here a few weeks ago. And straight away I thought, I've got to contact him. So I did, but on Facebook he's got too many friends. So I've added, you know, I've started following his page. But anyway, you could still contact him, so I did. So we've been chatting and stuff. And yeah, he's really busy and he's just had his appendix out because he's not been very well. So he's had his appendix out, so he's been out of action. And so he's doing it. When he gets back from LA on the 18th. So after that, he's doing it.
I'm going to have to keep my ears open for that. I'd love to hear it.
I know. It's like awesome. I'm just like, oh my God.
Well, we wish you a speedy recovery, Buck.
Yes.
Kisses.
Kisses and licks. Thank you for listening, everyone. This has been Dirty, Dirty, Dirty Laundry with Charlotte Stokely and me. Bye.
Bye.